Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. And today's Man Law is, there's no reason for a man to ever watch ice skating. Skates are for hockey.
That's man a man law. Law right there now.
Red Wings.
Yep, absolutely. Go Wings. Because, you know, the West Michigan, the Griffins are doing pretty good, too.
They
always swap people up and back.
Oh, the Griffins are perennial.
Brian, you actually call hockey, don't you?
Yeah, I did a little bit in my day.
Yeah, exactly.
In your day. Father time over here. Yeah. What are you, like 12?
We all grow old really quickly.
Right, yeah. So that gig's over, huh?
Yeah, for the time being.
Yeah.
Maybe, who knows, down the road, maybe I'll get back into some hockey.
Sure, but...
He's available if you're listening out there.
Yeah, a little play-by-play.
And he's a good-looking guy, ladies, if you're looking for a young stud. He's available.
Guy that can talk hockey.
Turkey... leftovers. This is just a you-know-what show here, isn't it? What I really like to do with turkey leftovers is white chili. And,
sure.
And this is, again, it must be the bargain week, but this is when I was a young dad, one of the things we could, when we were both working, I'd fly home. I could have white chili done in 20 minutes. I timed it. And I from the time I got home to the time it was going in the bowls, five hungry kids, 20 minutes. And it can be just as fast with leftover turkey because you don't have to brown your ground turkey.
Right.
You just chop it up. But it's real simple. You get those great northern beans in the jar, unless you're a purist and you need to soak your beans. Sorry about that. You dump that in. You dump in a jar of salsa, of, you know, whatever your favorite brand
mild,
is, 16
medium,
ounce,
hot, whatever yep, however medium. You like it.
And then I fill that jar up again with water, which most recipes don't call for. And then you get a block of Monterey Jack, and you shred it. And
or you can get a bag of it pre-shredded.
You can. You'll pay a little more, and it's not as fresh. But so you dump all those together. You don't put the cheese in until the very end. But you just get all that simmering a little bit. And generally, when I'm getting my meat ready, I saute up some onions and green peppers with it and put some good EVO in there. And a little crushed garlic. And by the time you dump your beans in and your salsa, you've got a really nice soup already. And right before you serve it, you just stir in about a pound of shredded whatever cheese is in the box in the fridge, basically.
Right. Yep.
And I'm telling you, that is a simple, simple way to do it. And I'm sure everybody makes it, but that's a wonderful way to get rid of turkey because, let's face it, come 3-4 days after Thanksgiving and if your wife brings out leftovers again, you know, it's going to be bad.
You know, what I like is turkey tacos. And I like them with a corn shell. And I put a little EVO on that shell and put it on a griddle and get it. And it'll just start to bubble a little bit. And you know, it's when it puts just a little bit of crisp on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can still bend them. They're pliable enough, but they're a little bit crispy.
And just
with
throw
that.
The turkey on while it's on there?
Yeah, exactly. And a little cheese and get that warm. Then take it off and put your shredded tomatoes and your lettuce and your salsa or whatever it is you like on there. But man, is that cool with the corn. I just think that combination of the corn, my mouth's water talking about it.
Mine is too. I love corn shells.
Right.
It just ain't right with the flour shell.
Right.
I'm with you there, brother.
Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Come on down to Al and Bob's and visit with us on December 1st from 5 to 9. They're on Division south of 28th Street in Grand Rapids. We're going to be at an ice fishing seminar. If you love hard water, you got to come see us because we'll have some treats to share with you.
Yeah. Come on down and talk turkey.